face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
This past weekend, the Elite XC show was front and center with their debut on CBS. Over the last week, the major topic of discussion was the rating this show would do, which would ultimately determine the fate of the show as a success or a failure. Obviously, it was a giant success. Going into the event, CBS seemed very modest in terms of audience expectation. In fact, many speculated that as long as the show delivered a strong number in the 18 to 34 male demographic, that would be all that CBS officials would care about. It got me thinking over the weekend about the ever-elusive and highly coveted male 18 to 34 demo. It's a segment of the professional wrestling audience that is not currently being catered to right now. It was this same age bracket that helped anchor the wrestling boom in the late 90s and into this decade, and now most have either moved on or have converted to mixed martial arts, leaving pro wrestling behind. TNA has shown a consistency in drawing older fans to their product, despite an attempt to showcase a newer ring style and attempting to capture younger fans. The WWE, on the other hand, has completely adjusted their marketing efforts, which are now geared at children based on the popularity of performers John Cena and Rey Mysterio, among others. They have tamed down the storylines, presented a much less violent in-ring product, and even gone so far as to create a magazine entitled WWE Kids. It is with this belief that they will more properly service the audience attending house shows, those being children and parents, and less concerned about the audience that buy their pay-per-view events, those being the hardcore wrestling fans with money to spend. I kept wondering over the weekend how the WWE could solve this problem and serve both masters, and avoiding the mistake of ignoring a demographic that advertisers salivate over. And then I remembered there was a pay-per-view on Sunday night. WWE One Night Stand. Now, was this a memorable pay-per-view? Not really, but the origins of the show were everything the hard-to-reach 18 to 34s love. Cutting edge, violent, bloody, and for lack of a better term, extreme. The WWE owns the property called Extreme Championship Wrestling, which came with a ready-made, built-in audience of fans that missed the promotion they felt was taken away from them in 2001. The show did a 2.8 rating on Sci-Fi for their debut show in June of 2006. Last week, they hit a 1.0. The WWE needs to look at this brand extension as exactly that, an extension of your core product, that being the wrestling product that Vince McMahon has cultivated into his style of professional wrestling. Wrestling fans are not clamoring for three flavors of water. They want diversity. Think of any other major company that diversifies. A Hollywood picture company that buys various production companies doesn't want three different companies producing the same type of movie. Look at Disney and how their movies have evolved. If the target audience of kids is a segment of the audience that they are going after, then continue with that strategy. But don't just leave the other fans you've made over the past 10 years out in the cold and risk what you've created. ECW is a dead horse on Tuesday nights, so why continue the cookie-cutter pattern of booking that fans already get twice a week from Raw and SmackDown? Make ECW different. Give it a cutting-edge look, adult-themed storylines, stuff that you feel is too risque for Raw and SmackDown. Use it as a test pattern for bullet point promos rather than the scripted forms. From a political point of view, if the show succeeds, its audience will still not be able to achieve the numbers done on USA and the CW network, and all three brands are directing their audiences to a monthly pay-per-view where everyone shares in the pie. If you want ECW to last, then give it a fresh coat of paint that is not red or blue in the patterns of the other shows, but give it their own boldness that allows those 18 to 34 year olds a product that they can still stomach. Now, who could you possibly get to turn this show around? Well, that may be a tougher sell to the powers that be in World Wrestling Entertainment.
One more time for old time's sake! Right there, so the whole world can see it. This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friends, is ECW.